Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is Season 4, Episode 22. Back again with some new music and some banter and some chats and all that stuff. It is live on Twitch, and it does say that someone's watching, but I don't know who that someone is. If people do watch this, feel free to comment, and I might read out your comments. But yeah, but yes, like I said, this is about lesser known music by lesser known artists. I didn't want to do this episode, if I'm being honest. It's the preparation's gone all out the window. It's all gone to shit. But in the words of Freddie Mercury, show must go on. So, with me, joining me, little Ema in the corner there.
Little Ema in the corner. I'm just little Ema in the corner. Don't pay no mind to me.
You okay?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm glad you are. I forgot to do the housekeeping. If you want to follow us and find out more about us and you want to check out the vlogs, the blogs, all the other episodes, the artists of the week and everything, we do so much stuff, you can go over to www.yhhtmpc.com. Over there you will find everything. That's our landing page and all that. If you want to send in your work and your music and everything and such like, you can send over your EPKs to info@yhhtmpc.com. Over there, we'll take a listen to your music. You might become an artist of the week. You might go on the B-side. You might come on the main show. Who knows?
Who knows?
Or, alternatively, you can support us at buymeacoffee.com/yhhtmp. Now, nobody ever does. Nobody ever does. We don't get no money.
Well,
we're not doing this for the money anyway, so it doesn't matter. You can keep your fucking money. I don't care.
Yeah, actually, don't buy us a coffee. Don't do it.
No fucking coffee. But yes, so all that lovely stuff. Also with us tonight, do you know what? I keep forgetting. Every time he comes on, I forget where he's from. But all the way from somewhere on the globe, we have with us Tommy Tika from The Impersonators.
Hey, how are you? By the way, are you still part
of that band?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am. I just want to say that if somebody wants to buy me a cup of coffee, that'd be great. No, I'm joining you from Finland.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's where I'm residing these days. Grew up in the States, though, but... over here now, so
cool.
Yeah, from Helsinki.
I'm well, dude. Have you coped with the whole last time we spoke was before COVID, I do believe.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's weird though, because they let the restrictions go for a bit here and now they're bringing them back.
I've heard, I don't know how it is over in your neck of the woods, bringing it all back again, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, it's people started getting I guess a bit careless in the sense that you'd go to the grocery store, nobody's wearing masks, right? Now we've got, we just actually watched the news tonight. They said that, you know, masks got to go back on. So let's see. Interesting. At least in the capital area, you know.
Yeah, we've had our masks off in this country for a while now. I mean, you get the odd person still wear them, but it's not. It hasn't been law for a while.
We haven't stopped wearing masks.
I beg you, what year were you in?
We haven't stopped wearing masks here in Ireland.
Okay.
All right. Well, there Good you go. For you guys. Yeah.
We just handled it better than this, I suppose. We are England.
Oh my God! Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this time next year the COVID thing will be just a memory, a bad memory.
Let's oh my God! So I mean, don't you guys miss traveling? I mean, it's one of those things that's gone out the window, hasn't it?
He must still manage to get about.
I have my ways.
Been on holiday, been recording places, yeah. Been doing this, that, the other. She's been doing all the stuff that you'd do. She's done more during lockdown or through COVID than I do when there is no COVID.
Yes, I've managed that.
So, yeah.
I mean, I've gotten a lot of recording done. You know, it's...
And not writing.
Being at home. So, you know, it's a lot more time.
Yeah.
Save time because you don't have to drive to work. You kind of, you know, it's for me, that's 2.5 hours every day. And so,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots more time.
There's been a silver lining for artists being able to write and record and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah. That's kind of nice. What stuff is referring to, you know. That's right.
I was kind of staying in my room the whole time anyway, so now I had an excuse, which is great.
Hey, that's what I was saying. You know, it's kind of weird because I have friends who are just basically completely burned. They, you know, they're missing the bars and they're missing who knows what. And you know, I'm kind of I love being at home. And so, you know, it's awful to say, but my life really hasn't changed all that much.
The introverts are loving it.
Yeah. Go figure, you know. Probably shouldn't say any of this out loud, you know. Just Rich is looking okay. Like, you know, just gonna keep that years. Stuff to yourself.
I know, right? There was always like, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but it's been 2 years. I think we can talk about it. We can admit it now.
Yeah. So, right then, if in case we nearly forgot that this is a music podcast, and Ema, what are you? I do believe you have a song for us to listen to.
I do. My most recent track called Earl Grey in October. I released it at the beginning of November. And yeah, it's a song that I wrote about, like, because I'm moving away to Canada and it's just kind of like mentally preparing for that and stuff. I actually haven't sent it to you. Do you need me to send it now?
Well, I can't play it if I don't have it.
Sorry. Hold on. I'll send you the YouTube link.
This is another
more technical difficulties, man.
More technical difficulties. This is another thing we're going to change in the new year. We're going to bring back the head to head. So we're going to have sections for the main show. We're going to have the head to head. We're going to bring back the intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode. And yeah, because we've got two different sections to the podcast, and at the moment they're indistinguishable from each other. So I need to make them different again. How are you sending that, Ema?
There's a little private chat here.
Are you sending it as a
link? Or do you need
to YouTube? Oh, YouTube, is it a video as well?
Yeah, I did a small little video where I dressed up like a ghost and.
Okay.
Yeah. Hardly. It's I mean, I got like a €4 duvet from a charity shop and cut holes in it.
Like, all
right. Spooky.
Like a real 4-year-old.
Yeah. Sure. Some kids are proper like screaming at me, but you know, you get used to it. Hey, ghost! I was like, ooh.
Rich, you've got a soft spot for her. You were like, I was asking how am I going to send the track over? It's like, it's got to be an MP3, you know?
I have special privileges.
I wanted the MP3 because for some reason, I assumed you didn't have a video for yours. And
me? I do, but it's not out yet, so. It's on YouTube. Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If you want the link, I'll send it over.
If you want us to play it, we can play the video. Sure. But why not? That would mean we'd have some sort of exclusive.
Ooh. Also, this is like a excuse for a video. It's like 20 seconds.
Okay, so while he's doing his thing, this is EMR with Earl Grey in October. I do like Earl Grey all year round, to be fair.
I was like in October for some reason.
Winter encroaching, singing, hit the road. Don't be afraid, it's just a new phase. You've counted by the moon, prayed among the stars. Look at where you came from, embracing where you are. Earl Grey in October, like all the ones before. But this time round it's different, it tastes itself like change. One whose path can differ is a new man, not a quitter. Count up all your blessings and take them where you go.
I caught the end of that email. It's very beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote that. Well, it's really funny. I always crave Earl Grey when it gets to October, and I was like, geez, I have been drinking Earl Grey every October for years, and then kind of dawned on me that like next year I'm going to be in Canada, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So then it got me all nostalgic and like thinking about it and stuff. So then I produced that, and it was a really fun exercise actually, like producing it, because I like. For me, I've always felt like I needed a particular style when I was producing, and that I had to be like really like streamlined and stuff. And then I was like, wait, I can literally do whatever I want. So the things that like I wouldn't usually do, because it'd be like, that might be weird, or like you don't hear that in other songs, I'd avoid. But I was like, screw it, I'm gonna go for it. And it's actually doing pretty well, and I've been getting a lot of like good feedback on the production. So it's good. So yeah.
No, it's really good. Real good. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Do you produce your own stuff, Tommy?
I do, yeah.
And mixing as well.
I'm not mastering it. No. I either send it over to Svante or Janne, who I work with. I they're professionals, and so I think mastering is one of those things where. I'll try to use these people have sort of Grammy nominations and stuff, and they've done forever, you know, mastering forever. And I think I can't do it. I can do, you know, if I was ever to produce a garage record, I know enough about mastering that I could do it. But if I want the record to sound like, you know, radio friendly and have everything in place, then I'm not gonna tackle mastering. I do mix. That's different.
Cool. Well, I'm going to play my song now, guys.
Woo!
I can't remember. I chose different songs. I put videos together over one of them because I only had an MP3. And then I think I've got a girl called Jess. It's our first Christmas song, actually.
Ooh. Is this our first Christmas song of the season that we're playing here?
Yeah, it's called, it's Jess, and the song is called Leave a Armchair Out. So that's what this is.
Oh,
So yeah, that was a beautiful song by Jess. I just know her name is Jess. All the information, like I said, will be in the show notes, and you'll be able to check her out and go and follow and find all of her other stuff. I will be checking her out. I do like that a lot. Very beautiful. First Christmas song we've had, really, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I kept thinking as I was listening to it is that I've always wanted to make a song work like that, just with piano and guitar or what have you. I don't know. I always seem to add stuff. You know, I leave it for 2 weeks and you know, maybe go downstairs, listen to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, and then I come back and I'm thinking, I got to add stuff. It's not done. But it's just a good example how, you know, that was enough. I love the, you know, Roger McQueen of the Byrds, the guitar wasn't Rickenbacker, but basically those were reminiscent of the early 60s Rickenbacker licks that either George Harrison or Roger McQueen would play. They were the guys who introduced that kind of playing, sort of banjo style guitar playing, which was very popular in the early 60s when folk rock came on. And that sort of mixture of that and Carole King, I think, you know, just really worked well for me.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah, just incredible.
So, yes, listeners, if you do like that, go check her out. Go and show her some love. Go and stalk her and throw kisses and stuff like that. But in the meantime, we're going to move on to our next section. The next section, Ema, where's the next section? Remind us what the next section is. Shall I remind you?
Yeah, I think that makes more sense. Is it a wild card?
Tommy, I don't think we had the wild card the last time you were here. I think the last time you were here.
I was just going to say, what's a wild card?
It's pretty wild. Let's just start.
I thought it was a family show, man. You know.
Anyway,
your eyebrows gave you away, man.
So the wild card is the section of the show where I'm going to go into the emails, and we've got thousands of different songs from thousands of artists.
No, we had that. We had that in the last episode that we did together.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Excited anymore? Yeah. We're going to do it again. So right. I'm going to go through the emails, and at some point you're going to say stop, and then that's what we're going to use. So I've just got into the emails, and now I'm scrolling through. I'm scrolling. Say stop whenever.
And stop.
Okay. Music submission, Michael Sharratt. Good evening. Please see attached Hombre de Natalius, the latest track from Operation Neptune Spear. Neptune Spear are a one-piece melodic one-piece. So a solo artist then, right?
I suppose. Unless it's a one-man band. With all the drum on the back.
Neptune Spear are a one-piece melodic political groove rock band. How is it a band if it's got one person? Rock band forged in the bowels of deepest, darkest South Yorkshire, England, Sheffield to be precise. Formed in April 2016. To date, Operation Neptune Spear have released 3 self-produced albums, World on Fire 1984, Mainstream, and 2 EPs, Class War, and The Lockdown Sessions. I wonder when they did that. Which can be downloaded via SoundCloud. Our sound has been described as the love child of Rage Against the Machine, Ministry, Sepultura, Motorhead and Led Zeppelin on speed. What are we expecting, folks? What are we expecting? What do you expect to hear from this, Ema?
Yeah. Something loud and heavy, man.
Cool. Okay, then. Well, I'm just going to play it.
Operation
That was, if you like that, links in the show notes.
It's not to my taste particularly, but lots of energy. I respect that.
I think it was the shock of the whole thing. I don't know what to say.
When he explained himself as
Led Zeppelin and that beautiful start came, and I thought maybe then going along the lines of Stairway to Heaven, because that started off quite.
Or Robert Plant solo stuff. And then
he's almost
happened.
He's bipolar, yeah. And then in the split second, just lost his shit.
0 to 100.
Totally. Mm. Yeah.
Well, does anyone know what a custard man is?
No, but I'm just glad he, you know, that didn't change into mustard, man.
falls down the stairs when he got.
Yeah, I have no idea. No, but it's weird when you.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Flavio Salsa.
No worries.
It's a pleasure to have you join us. We stream on Twitch, but usually it's just for recording and then editing. I do it on Twitch because nobody really listens to it on Twitch. But
we are, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a music review blog. So please follow us everywhere. YHHTMPC, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, do what she just said over at www.yhhtmpc.com.
We have a new listener. Woo!
But yeah, if you want to watch this properly and more professional and edited, watch it on YouTube because, I'm checking the website. He's checking the website.
That's right now.
All right, you guys, you know.
No, it's absolute stars. I'm with you guys. It wasn't my cup of tea, if I'm being honest. I blame you, Tommy, for stopping where you did. I only got thousands of emails and you landed on that one.
No, it's my fault. But I mean, it's weird. Somebody mentions all those bands that were mentioned and then Led Zeppelin. You're expecting something, you know, in the lines of, hey, mama, sit the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. But then what you get is custard. Right.
Custard man! Custard man! Punch you in the eye! So something like that. Wow. Just wow.
Stuff of nightmares, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to remember, music is subjective. Because we don't like it doesn't mean there isn't someone out there that won't absolutely love this. And
different strokes for different folks, right?
Exactly.
You can go into an art gallery and see a piece of shit on a wall and someone will pay millions for it. Art is subjective. So our new friend says, I'm a metal guy, but still that was just different.
Yeah. Different is, let's leave it at that. That's that's a good analogy. Yeah.
Right. What we're going to do is, because we're slowly moving from the old year into the new year, and next year I want to bring back some of the old nuances of the podcast, because we've changed our ways too much this year, and I feel we've lost track. So next year I intend on bringing back this
second. It's a good genre!
So that was Neil, for those that you remember. Neil, don't you, Tommy? I'm bringing back the intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode go next year. So as a test run, the next episode I'm going to, I'm going to search for a specific genre which you're going to choose for us, Tommy. I've got to find a piece of music I like and enjoy in a specific genre, and I've got to go and study it and look it up and find out more about it.
I got to come up with a genre right now.
Ideally, we do usually have a genre bible. We've got A to Z of different, but just come up with anything. If you got anything random, that'd be even better. But what I'm going to do is
any genre, right?
Any language.
All right, I'll just go with funk.
Funk. We never did funk. I like funk. I'll definitely be able to find some funk on Twitter.
Find something funky, yeah.
Like the most, like...
We're going to find lesser-known funk. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to go on Twitter and all the lesser-known artists that follow us. I'm going to say, somebody send us some funk and I'll listen through it all. And I'll find a piece of lesser-known funk that I'll bring next time. So that's what's going to happen. Goddamn.
I love it. I'm so used to the most obscure genres. And it's like, funk. Like, yeah.
Well, I gave him Schlager last time. Remember?
You gave me what?
Schlager.
Yeah, was that you, was it?
I knew you were going to be trouble. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yes, so you do remember that section. Okay, that was the wild card done. We've done the songs of the week and check out all the artists. In the meantime, we're going to move to our final section now.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
How about me? For how long? You know? I've gotten accustomed to listening to other people's songs by now.
Music wise, I mean, what did you bring last? I can't remember. What did you bring last time?
It was probably the Impersonated Circus. It's been a while.
Yes, it was. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And we released an album since then called Life of Grant.
You've been busy.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the Impersonist album that came out last spring. And then I had my solo album come out in the fall. So I worked on those side by side, which was too much, I admit. But, you know, I'm really happy with the way they turned out. So, you know, in the end, I think just worked out great. But there were moments when I thought that I'm not going to be able to finish either one of them. But, you know, just... I wasn't going to work on them simultaneously, but then what happens is schedules get bumped and, you know, man makes plans and God laughs. You know, it's just what happened. But yeah, Circus is on that Impersonators album, and that's what we were discussing last time. It's been a while.
Controversial question. Which do you prefer?
What do you mean?
Your solo project or the Impersonators that you were just working on?
Well, that's a controversial question. probably the solo project right now, because I'm in the middle of it, and it's done real well. You know, a couple of iTunes and a couple of iTunes number one hits. So, you know, you can't beat that. And then you know you get kudos, and you know how it goes, and it's kind of you get absorbed. And but I'm looking forward to next year. I'll return to the fold, and the Impersonators are going to put out another album probably in 2022 or early 2023. It'll be fun again, you know, working with the same bunch of people and work, since my solo project's just me playing everything and mixing everything and just doing all of it. It'll be a nice change.
Which process do you prefer, like working with a group or doing your individual stuff?
I like both. Working on my own is easier, because even when I was my first band, Carmen Gray, that recorded for Sony and Warner, even back then I always had this very clear notion of how I wanted the drums to sound, or how I wanted the drummer to play. And quite a few times got, you know, behind the drums myself and showed him, which, you know, was always a bad idea, but I was always going for the song. And you know, I wanted, you know, if somebody played too much where I had a really cool melody or, you know, whatever, I'd say that, you know, that gets in the way of the vocals, or that gets in the way of the strings, and just play less. And so I kind of like doing everything by myself, because then it's me, myself, and I, and there are no arguments. Mm-hmm. But then again, with the group, you do get that, you know, the other opinions that you have to take into account. And sometimes, obviously, people come up with excellent ideas that you wouldn't have.
And probably the togetherness as well, like working on things with people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my solo album really is like, you know, I did write one song with my brother. We were both in Carmen Gray. We wrote the whole catalog. And after Carmen Gray, we kind of stopped writing together, because we were just doing it all the time. Every Friday of every week, we came together and we wrote. And we never had a dry session. But at the end of it, of course, when you do that for 10 years with somebody, you just kind of, you know, even if it's your brother, you just don't want to see him for a while. So we love each other, and, you know, he's the greatest guy in the world. But it was fun having this reunion. It was like old times. It took us 15 minutes, and bam, we had Fly to the Moon. And that was great. And I wrote three songs with my wife, and actually one with my eldest son. And so I wanted to bring all these different writers in, because, you know, sometimes you write the good bit, and you know, it just, you know, that this bit works, and then you want to bring somebody else in so that they take the song somewhere where you just wouldn't take it, because one person can, you just sort of a surprising element, or, you know, middle eight, what have you. And I like to work like that, so that I end up with a song like Garden of Judas, for example, on my latest album, where it's just basically, you know, three chords. And my wife, who's got classical training, you know, came in and said that, you know, it's okay to go from E minor to A, but how about if you just, you know, start that, just all of a sudden put A minor where it doesn't really belong. And I'm like, can you do that? You know? And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know if you can do it, but it sounds awesome. And it kind of, you know, that works because you get these other opinions and people who work differently than you would. I'm pretty straightforward when I sit down to write. I write every day. I write one song. That's what I've been doing ever since I was 16. And so, you know, I've got millions of songs. They're not all good, but I still write one song per day. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's how the solo album came about. It was a lot of freedom because I worked with MTS Records, Michael Stover, who was the executive producer on the album. He's kind of crazy creative guy like me. And so when I call him and say that, look, can we just do this one song with just classical orchestration, nothing else, and then just bring in the wah-wah guitar at the very end and do this bit here. And I know it sounds crazy. And he'd go like, yeah, it sounds crazy. I love it. Go for it. And then he'd have suggestions. And so I loved the project because it was a lot of the production was me and Michael kind of sorting it out remotely in Zoom or on Skype or through email. And it was just a spur of the moment thing. He'd just kind of call me up and say that I'd be listening to Doormat. What I want you to do is I want you to play the solo like Carlos Santana would play it. Or then he'd call me again and say, put that rattlesnake shake in there at the very end. Or like, you know, do you have anything scary that you could read at the end? And I'm like, I have the Book of the Dead written in Hungarian. You know, how about that? If I just read from the book. And he's like, excellent. You know, I don't really know Hungarian enough, but I don't know Hungarian, but I know it enough so that I can read the book. And it sounds kind of very demonic at the end. And so it was crazy creative. We just put all those kinds of ideas in. And there was nobody to tell us not to. Michael was the label head. And so, you know, I loved it every moment.
Yeah. It sounds like you had complete like artistic freedom when you're making it.
With that album, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the Impersonators album, we didn't have it because the label for that was the German FBP Music Group. And I mean, we kind of had to, this was very much like everything had to be a single, you know?
Right.
And when everything has to be a single, then you kind of approach the whole thing differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that.
Even the name Garden of Judas doesn't sound like a single, you know, and the song that starts the album is called Bullet in the Head. And so, you know, I loved the process. I really did.
Yeah. I look forward to hearing it. Will we listen to one of your songs? Which one did you send us?
Yeah, well, I sent the one that's going to come out in a couple of weeks called By 2022. That's kind of my New Year's song. Yeah.
If you've listened to this song now, you can tell us a bit about it afterwards. And then do we have another song of yours that we can play out with as well?
I can send you one. I didn't send you one, though, but I can. No, you want me to send you? Hey, how about if I... Yeah.
I'll put it in the edit. I'll put it in the edit rather than on Twitch. So, yeah. So if you send it, I can put it in the edit afterwards.
Okay. I will.
Cool. So what we're going to play now then is the song You Sent Over.
Secret lives and secret dreams. my mind's a broken travesty.
Get no more 80s pop rock than that.
Yeah, yeah,
fantastic.
Much.
I like it. It's like a positive message in the news. I'm like, that's lovely.
It's yeah, we were sort of
pieces of work of yours, I think.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah,
that is gonna be stuck in the head.
Sorry, yeah,
that is catchy.
I'm absolutely digging the 80s drum rolls as well.
Yeah, I wanted to put those in. It was, I've always written for other people as well, pop artists. And so one of the discussions I had with the label was that they said, you know, why don't you write something like that for yourself? You know, and they said that go back and write a hook that's massive. And I wrote that and I sent it to them. I was like, is it massive enough? It's like, it's massive, you know? And so, yeah, it was a... It was a bitch to sing, though.
Quite high for your voice.
Yeah,
it was almost a falsetto, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, and of course, you have to sing it where it actually sounds authentic and legit, and you know, even when you auto tune it a little bit, it sounds current and as it should. And it took a bit of time. But
I did notice you put a bit of auto tuning on the voice in parts, but it wasn't auto tune for the sake of sing, but it was more of a nuance to the sound, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was here and there, and because I wanted to play around with it a little bit. It kind of brings in a nice effect, you know, it just changes it a bit, and it's 80s and sort of very pop, so I felt it was part of it.
Very pop.
Yeah, and the drum rolls, I had different. I had the feels were different to begin with, but you know, then they just said that why not just go all 80s, and I felt, well, you know, what would 80s sound like? And I said, do you mean like this? And they were like, yep, great, you know, that's it. And
I almost imagine you sat behind one of those drum kits, like with the hexagonal pads. Do you remember those? You see them on top.
Yeah, I don't have those though, but yeah, I do.
That's the kind of sound you'd have got from them in the 80s, though.
Yeah.
Flavio says he's checking out your website. I'm glad he's looking at your website because I couldn't fucking find it.
You couldn't?
I had a brief look before the show. If our listeners, including Flavio and other people, want to find you, where can they find you?
www.tomtika.com. Simple as that. Yeah.
Fair enough. And because you're saying, well, is that the same song that you sent me originally?
Yeah, as an MP3. Yeah, that's what I was, you know, complaining about that. You know, one can send links because you are like, you got to have an MP3.
You got a good sound for live music as well, and you're not big into playing live, are you?
No, well, you know, it's if I'm the band, like I'm on that track, you know, it's just you can't do it live. Yeah. I mean, I play every once in a while, you know, at acoustic shows. I did one a couple of years ago for a friend, and they said that, you know, can you come over and play and tell us stories about being on the road with Carmen Gray and in the studio with Carmen Gray and playing and stuff. And, you know, it was fun. I played some of the songs and explained, you know, stories behind the tracks and, you know, told everybody in the audience. It was like 100 people, which is small for me anyway. And or it would have been small for me back in the day. And it just told stories, crazy studio ventures, and I remember this one story when we were recording the first Carmen Gray album with Titi Oksala, who's one of the famous Finnish record producers, and it was he wanted us to recite a poem on one of the songs, and we tried it, and then he said that no, it's no good, that why don't we fly to Dublin, and I know this guy who won this competition, and I'm like, what, you know, yeah, let's go to the airport, get a plane to Dublin, I'll just bring my recorder and off we went. It was just crazy. And so, it's, you know, it's, so it was fun. I prefer sort of small audiences and the interaction. And that's that was a fantastic afternoon because it was less of just me playing and just more like people asking questions. And it was very cozy as if I was in my living room. You know, there you go. I like being at home. So, you know, that was the draw.
Nice. But yeah, I don't play it. Personal.
Yeah, I don't play. Yeah, I don't play live a lot. So yeah, that was just sort of once in a blue moon.
Fair.
Right, what we'll do now is then, Tommy, we're gonna finish with a question each. Me and Matt, we're gonna ask you a question, just a random question. My random question is pretty much the same every time, but Ema comes up with some strange shit.
You haven't changed your question since we last spoke, right?
No, I don't think I've done this before with you.
Okay.
My question is a two-part question. It's my first part is the COVID isn't an issue. Money isn't an issue. You can go anywhere in the world. You go away for a week. Where are you going?
Someplace between Los Angeles and San Francisco. A cottage or a bungalow very close to the Pacific Ocean. I'd wake up every morning, strum my acoustic guitar, watch the waves, and drink a cup of coffee. And okay. Later on,
that sounds,
you know,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Can I come? Yeah. Okay. So you're going somewhere between you're going into the Gooch of Los Angeles and San Francisco.
But, yeah. Big Sur. Yeah.
Okay, you're going away for a week and you're taking with you an MP3 player. It's old school. Now, unfortunately, on your computer, you only have WAV files, so you can only fit two songs on this MP3 player. They're going to be the only songs you listen to all week. What songs are you taking?
Well, I got to pretend that I'd be going tomorrow. So I'd take... I take One in 100 by Gene Clark of the Byrds.
Okay.
Probably River Man by Nick Drake.
Wow. Those are two answers we've never had.
Well, I got obscure taste these days because, you know, I've done the usual stuff to death. You know, I love the Beatles, but I know everything. I know, you know, I know those records better than Paul McCartney one. And so I don't have to take them with me because they're here.
You've got a new fan here, but in Flavio? You got a new fan in a way. Oh my God, really? He's from Finland. I've been learning Finnish and learning all about
what culture. A coincidence, yeah.
Well, because I met some cool bands from there. He just gives me another reason to continue.
Say something to him in Finnish.
I've just had.
Oh yeah.
Asked if it's Flavio or Flavio. So he just sent it back, but with a thing above the A. Is that Flavio then?
I think it's Flavio. Oh, yeah. Flavio.
Flavio. Flavio. Probably.
Flavio.
Flavio.
Did he say that he's learning Finnish?
Yeah, yes. Say something. Give him a shout out.
Flavio, ymmärrät sä yhtään, siitä, mitä mä puhun? Ymmärrät tätä? Oot sä oppinut tarpeeksi?
Have you ever been to a Pentecostal church?
Me?
And they start talking.
I don't want to set any building on fire, man. No,
you've been to like a Pentecostal church or one of those like Baptist churches, and they start talking in tongues. That's what that sounded like.
Say something else
to me.
Yeah, Finnish is weird language. I think it's growing up in the States, I remember my parents, my friends were always teasing me because it sounds weird, and I remember this one instance when. Somebody was asking me something. A teacher was asking a question at school, and I didn't have the answer right. And so the teacher said, "That doesn't sound quite right, you know." And then somebody said that, "Yeah, you should talk to Tommy's parents. Nothing that comes out of their mouth sounds right, you know." So you know, that's kids for you. I'm fond of that memory. I laughed too, but didn't bother me.
So, Ema, you can ask a question. Do you have a question?
I have a question. Okay, so a film producer reaches out and says that they want to make a documentary about your life. What is it called and why?
A documentary of my life. Wow. I mean, that would have to be... From Ohio through Istanbul to Helsinki.
Mm.
Yeah. I've seen so much, you know. I just it's weird because my son's always, because I've been traveling extensively, and every once in a while because I have six kids, they're all boys. And sauna is one of the things that we do in Finland every Saturday. It's like everybody goes to the sauna, and I go with the kids, and they're always after the sauna. You know, Daddy, tell us some stories. And I told them last week this time when I went to Argentina on business a long time ago from Chicago, and I booked myself in a hotel, and unbeknownst to the time difference, I was there before I had the room, so I had to spend one night in a hotel outskirts of the town. The Holiday Inn had nothing for me. And I went to the hotel and went up to my room, and there was a lizard on the wall. And I ran downstairs in my boxers and said, "There's a lizard." And they said that, "Yeah, I know, there's one in every room." And I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, why is it there?" Because it keeps the bugs away, right? And I had to go back to the room and sleep. And I remember just turned off the lights. You could hear the lizard move, turned the lights back on. And then I just really hot. I wanted to keep all my clothes on, but you couldn't because it's super hot. And so with my boxers and finally kind of like almost asleep. And then the lizard moves and I'm like up. And then I went to the bathroom. I got all the towels, you know, and I tied those, being a man, you know, protecting what counts, right? Tied all of those around my waist, made this impossible knot that was super uncomfortable. Finally convinced that the lizard could basically slit my throat, but couldn't attack me. I fell asleep.
I'll save a cozy in a towel. That's
yeah,
hilarious.
So I mean, lots of adventures and music's just part of it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Love it.
Well,
great,
Tommy, thank you so much for joining us again tonight, and we hope to have you back again in the future sometime when you've released some more stuff.
Yeah, I'll send you an email. It's been too long, man. You know, but it's great seeing you, Richard, though. Because yeah, and
hopefully next time you come back, we'll have Wayne back with us.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be great. And hey, by the way, I loved your songs. I've heard them before. You played her music on the show before?
Oh,
I was
loads
on
of times.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have been on an episode when we played the music.
I'm sure I was because that's, I think that's how I discovered your music. I really, really, really loved it even back then. So I think you're doing something right. Just keep doing it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm sure to tune in, you know, so.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to hear your album.
Cool. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. It'll be out on December 3rd. Yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome. And thank you to Flavio and everyone who's listening.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Yeah, just go check us out, www.yhhtmpc.com. Go check out all of the artists from the episode. We'll leave all of the artists in the show notes. Flavio, you won't be able to find those on Twitch. They didn't give me enough room to write shit down. So, but yeah, when this is released, you'll be able to check out all of the artists. Thank you, Ema. Thank you so much, Tommy. I've been Richie.
I've been Ema.
I'm still Tom.
Right. Thank you for listening.
If indeed you still are.
Goodbye.
Thank you and good night. Wish I could make a difference. Wish I could end all fights. Wish I could rid of armies. Cure the cancer, bring foresight. Wish I could kill indifference. Cause people need harmony. My telescope says that it's time for some love and light and some peace. Wish I could fly.
It's official. Summer is almost here. The sun is getting brighter, the days are getting longer, and your lawn is ready for some love. Get everything you need for a season spent outside with Memorial Day savings from the Home Depot. Manicure your yard to perfection with lawn care tools from Ryobi. Then get your garden going with vegetables and herbs from Bonnie Plants Harvest Select. Plus, mulch and soil from Vigoro and EarthGrow. Get your lawn as ready as you are for summer in the sun. Feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.